The Walmart layoffs are getting insane. Okay, so you got H-1B visa program being criticized in America because it's actually being preferred over domestic American workers, which are usually more expensive. So basically, a lot of the biggest companies in America are using a visa program to hire people overseas to America, pay them less than domestic Americans, and therefore, they get people to work, but at the same time, they're paying less money. So a lot of Americans are really angry about this, saying that this is one of the reasons why many jobs like the Walmart employees are being laid off and replaced. A lot of people who are on Trump's side are blaming the Walmart CTO. So we are going to be seeing a lot of conspiracy theories after the Walmart layoff. And the thing is, it's not just Walmart that's doing the H-1B visa program, but there's a lot more. I mean, Tesla, surprisingly, is actually one of the top employers of the H-1B visa program. And right now, a lot of people are coming to the United States. Now, you may also be wondering why it's so difficult for a lot of young people to find a decent job. Even jobs like McDonald's and Starbucks are actually somewhat difficult to get. It's because you got a combination of federal layoffs, which is numbering close to 500,000 people, private sector layoffs like this year, just the tech industry has fired like 70,000 people. And lastly, you have a lot of people coming into the US to work. So you already have this mass amount of competition, and then you got like a crap ton of people graduating from college. It's not a pretty sight. Now, another big thing is it's not just because Walmart is participating in the H-1B hiring, but it's also because of a lot of crime in some of the biggest American cities. So if you look into the Portland Walmart, this is what it looks like. Empty shelves on the brink of closure, and that's what it looks like. Sometimes a lot of these Walmarts have like just pictures on the shelves instead of the actual items, and if you want the items, you have to get an employee. That's what it looks like. This is very, very disturbing of one of the biggest Walmarts in America. I mean, this is a massive Walmart supercenter, and this is the last Walmart in North Portland, and they're closing down. They cannot overcome the losses from shoplifting. You also need to know that the profit margins for guys like Walmart aren't as high as you think. Walmart sells you $100 worth of items, they're probably only profiting 10 to 15 bucks maximum. So you have Walmart already closing down. I mean, Walmart can stomach the occasional shoplifting, but they can't stomach too much shoplifting. When shoplifting goes up to a certain amount, when shoplifting is way too high, they simply can't take it. And right now, Walmart is like, we just cannot stomach these losses anymore. Even the ones in Oakland and Targets in San Francisco have closed down. I mean, in 2023, Walmart closed 4 stores in Chicago, and a lot of them are in very crime-ridden areas. In fact, it's the lack of profitability, and Walmart is losing tens of millions of dollars. And of course, we are in a very capitalist market. Of course, Walmart is not opening a location here when they're constantly getting robbed. In fact, some American neighborhoods and cities are so crime-ridden that not even Rite Aid is actually there. There's not even like a Save-A-Lot. In fact, it's so bad that some people have proposed a government-ran grocery store. Now, one of the biggest things is I don't just want to give Walmart the heat. It's not just Walmart, but even like companies like Rite Aid, who are very, very retail-heavy, already set a closing day, closing hundreds in Western New York, and many people are losing their jobs. Because the thing is, Walmarts, yes, they're constantly getting robbed. And yes, many of their employees are being replaced by the H-1B visa program. But at the end of the day, we're kind of in a very, very bad and very, very shaky economy. The economy right now isn't exactly the best. Many people feel like there could be a possible recession. In fact, most CEOs right now think there could be a possible recession. Trump's trade war, you got high inflation. You got very, very, very crazy housing prices that many of it is slowly popping. Commercial real estate is in the gutter. I mean, just a couple years ago, you got a mini banking crisis. These are going to be the scary times that we're going through. So what do you guys think about this so far? Thanks for watching, guys. Comment below. How do you guys think about the Walmart situation? Do you guys think the almost 2,000 Walmart layoffs are justified? Do you guys think Walmart needed to do this? And do you guys think Walmarts will continue to close?